Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, hi there, hi there. This is Marcia and Dr. Cupertino, and you're listening now to the Hour of Power, the Hour for Power. Now listen, don't think about that 1 hour as being for 1 hour. You're going to need that. You have a lifetime ahead of you. But this show is going to run in spirit to 1 hour. But we're going to be talking for 13 minutes. Before we get started, and before I welcome you on this show and say, yay, thank you, thank you, thank you, we're going to approach the Creator God. We're going to approach the God of the universe and say, thank you, I made it across that line. God in heaven, in the name of Jesus, eternal Father, we come to you because we want to say thank you. We made it over the line. Here it is, a new year. Could have been dead, sleeping in our grave. But you saw something. Something in us said, oh, I can run on for God one more day. He's given me another chance. God, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Might not seem all that great, might not seem all that good. I might not be where I want to be. I might not have what I want to have. I might not be in love with who I want to be in love with. Oh, my, my, my. But you saw something in it. You saw something in me that said, I'm going to drag her. I'm going to drag him across the line. And for that alone, we thank you. We love you, God. We love you. You already know we don't want to try to get along without you. We try, and we failed. That's why we're listening to this show. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. The Bible says no other name was given, so what can we say? How can we pray? How should we pray? In Jesus' name, amen. I have made up my mind to serve God any way and anywhere I can. I'm going to stand for the God of the universe. I've stood for everything else, and it has done me no good. I've stood for my job. I've stood for the money in the bank. I've stood because I have a degree. I'm going to stand this year, right now, 2016, for the God of the universe. I ran away, I ran, but now I have turned back. God needs me. And I need him. Yes, he does. People say, oh, God don't need you. God don't need nothing. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And if he did not, his son said he did. He said, go ye therefore, Matthew 28, King James Version, he said, go. Go ye therefore. God needs you. He needs me. God needs me, and I need him. Yes, you do, because his son said, salvation comes through me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Salvation comes to me. So, no more nonsense. God needs me, and I need him. I don't want to let God down anymore. It's God's turn now to shine upon his enemies, and he's going to do it through you. He's going to do it through me. It's God's turn. He's been lied on, left for dead, in the hearts and minds of those saying God is dead. He's been run over by false doctrine. He's been skinned and shorn and cast about because people have made up their mind they don't need God. So who best to show up right now and show out but me? I played church. I played God, but no more. God needs me, and I need him. I'm cutting out the nonsense. You know why? Because it's God's turn to shine. Why is it God's turn to shine? Number one, he created Adam and Eve. That's what the Bible says. Where else did you come from? He created Adam and Eve. He did not have to do it. He was already in the heaven of the heavenlies, minding his own business. He was already minding his own business. He did not have to do anything. He was minding his own business, but he looked about that beautiful globe, planet Earth, one of the planets, in orbit, a constellation. He looked and he said, let us create man in our image. That's why it's time for God to shine. He created man and woman, and here we come out of man and woman. He gave us a chance because he gave them a chance. It's God's turn to shine. No one forced him to do that. No one said, oh, you better get down there. You better do something. No, that was not the case. He said, I'm going to create man. And then soon thereafter, he said, oh, it's not good for man to be alone. Okay, you men, listeners, do what you want. Stuff all your money in the bank. Run from here to Rome and back. You do not do very well without a woman by your side, either side. The Bible says that God said it is not good. It just is not good. Now, let's be careful on the women. If he said it's not good for man to be alone, you know God did not hand him just anything, some fool of a woman. He did not create a fourth, fifth, sixth class woman. He gave Adam the best. So that means, men, you've got to hold out and wait for the best. If you're a good, godly person, that's all you're going to get. Like attract like. Thus, forget this foolishness, opposites attract. Who said that? I did not say that. God did not say that. So, he has to shine because he created woman for man to shine. So it's God's turn to shine. That's one reason why. And another reason why is because the Bible says that he sent his son down through 42 generations so that he could redeem back the fallen state of Adam and Eve. You know the story. Do we have to waste time talking about it? You know the story. The story is that God said, I'm going to put you in this garden, this beautiful garden surrounded by four rivers called the Garden of Eden. And of every tree, of the fruit on it, every tree that bears this fruit, you can eat of it, even the leaves. But this one here that I'm putting in the middle of this garden, stay away. Stay away from it. Don't touch it. People say, oh, that was God being honorary. That was God trying to test man just so that he would fall. God has no time for that. Do you think he has time for that? He's running a universe. He has time to play those kind of bunny-style games? No. What it was to help man to share and show obedience to someone like God, to God himself, the God-like spirit. And they failed that. They failed that. Jesus had to come. Jesus had to come. Who else could do it? Who else was the perfect counterpart of Adam? So it's God's turn to shine. Because the Bible says he sent his son. He sent him. No one begged him to do it, threatened him with a shotgun. No one went up to heaven and said, look, sit down, let's talk about this. No. Bible says God sent. He sent him. He sent him. He put him on Front Street. He dispatched him. He sent him. He said, now go on down there. Go down there and get this stuff straight. Straighten it out. And you know, Jesus gave his life so he could go back to heaven with the redemption power. He did that so that all the generations, including you and I, could help God to shine. He says, now, I could kill you all. I could, boom, blast this planet out of my universe. But no, he says, I created it to be inhabited, and here I'm going to make sure it isn't happening. It's God's turn to shine. You know another reason why it's God's turn to shine? Because some of us have done everything we're big enough to do. Lied, cheated, stole, whoremongered, warmongered, killed. Some of us are murderers. It's gotten away with it in this realm. Great bookkeepers of the sky, they've written it down. They just haven't called in that note. But we've done everything. God still has us walking upright, talking, thinking, eating, drinking, enjoying his earth. The Bible says he allows the rain and the sun to fall down on the just and the unjust. It is his turn to shine. It's his turn to shine. Can't buy your way out of nothing. Can't buy your way into nothing. Can't add one cubic of breath to your life. Moses said 70 or 80, and here you are. Can't add nothing. And here you are. can't add nothing. And here you are, being a big boast. Oh, no, 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 I do not think so. God did it. Yes, I said that. God did it. It's God's turn to shine. He's helped you and your family. You know you should be in prison. You know you should be dead by now. You've done some terrible things. So have I. I'm no saint. You know, I tried that. It did not work out. But listen, it's God's turn to shine. He should shine. No one paid him a dime to do what he has done for mankind. Yes, it looks bad. Yes, it looks terrible in the world, what's going on in the world. But how and why should we blame God for that? He created us, set us here on earth to enjoy earth's bounty. He's not coming around to beat us over the head and say, you better do this, you better do that. I'm going to kill you if you don't do this. I'm going to throw you in jail if you don't do that. That is not of God. The Bible says God is a loving God. He's God. He's allowed us time to get it together here on earth. He sent his son. What else can he do? What else could this God do? He knows there's missiles aimed at America and some of these other countries. He knows that. He's looking. The Bible says he sits high and he looks low. Isaiah says his thoughts are far above and overreaching than ours. His ways and thoughts are not our ways and thoughts. He sees what's going on. What do you want him to do? Come down here and blast everything to smithereens? What would you have God to do? It's his turn to shine. He should not come down here and clean nothing up. He created man with intelligence. Of course, according to Jeremiah, not to govern his own steps, but to finally go so low that he looks up with hands held high and say, God save me. That's all he's waiting to hear. God save me. You don't have to go to him with long prayer. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father in heaven. You're my God. I'm your son. Oh, God, thank you, thank you. You don't have to go to him with all that. You know, it sounds good, sounds nice. He just wants you to say, God, I'm your child. God, here I am. That's a short prayer. God, Jehovah, in the name of Jesus, here I am. I'm sick of me. I've ruined everything I've touched. Now I'm stumbling into a new year. I know you're going to do great things for me. You didn't bring me across the line to remain a fool. You did not bring me across the line to remain godless. What's going on here? You know, I've tried it all. Tried it all. Best dope, still no help. Big home, I do not care. Driving a good car, oh well, so what? That's the sign of a major depression-like state. The whole world is depressed. How can they not be? Spitting in the face of God every day by their works. But now it's up to you and I to turn this thing around. How are we going to turn it around? Number one, we're going to get out and start talking about God and Jesus. We're going to say, okay, look at what's going on. You know, if we don't get out here and put the spotlight on God, it's going to get worse. And it is. Truly it is. There are some factions that's not playing with no nation, no country. They're not playing any games. They're saying that, you know, our God has told us that we've got to walk upright and look good, and here are some others that are not doing that. They're making my God and their own God look like a fool. Let's get rid of them, strutting around doing everything that they think they want to do. What is going on here? Look at us. They have everything. We have nothing. They have beaches. We have grainy sand. They have grocery stores filled with food. We have to forage around, dying because the food is no good. They have drink. They have big homes. They have everything. Look around and go back to the scripture. What has God always done to nations? Once he set them up and they turn around, they do a turnaround. Here we have some buses go to Las Vegas. They call turnaround. And then here's a turnaround. God does not like that. So it's up to us now, all of us that have made up our mind that we're going to serve God anyway and anywhere. This message is for you. Anywhere you go, proclaim God and Jesus. What else are you going to talk about? Your new cell phone? Your new mistress? Your new sugar man? You already know all that's going to come to an end. It's going to come to an end. It is. Truly, it is. So while it is still day, it makes good sense for God to have his turn to shine through your life. Have you ever had enemies in your life and you just could not get rid of them? You could not seem to shake them. But once you turned around and they saw a new way of living, a new example of living, look at what happened. Look at what happened. There was a turnaround. It was a good turnaround. But since now we're not so much concerned with our own self, we're concerned about God's name being dragged in the mud. We're concerned about God's holy power being diluted on earth by our own foolishness. We're now deciding that we're going to get up right now because we've made up our mind that whatever it takes, we're going to serve God. Yes, you got to stop lying. Yes, you got to stop your warmongering. Yes, you got to stop plotting to kill. Yes, you've got to stop plotting to hurt your brother or your sister. Yes, you've got to stop going about slandering your neighbor. Yes, you've got to stop going about thinking that you are more than what you really are. All we all are sons and daughters of God. What is that? Someone that's obedient to the Father, someone that does the will of the Father, someone that protects the Father's name. Paul opens most of his scriptures by saying, yes, little children, God would have it this way, God would have it that way. To God, that's all we are. What is 70 or 80 years? I heard a doctor say, oh, they've lived a long life, 83. Yes, well, if they're dying, they've lived a long, what? Have you lost your mind? What are you talking about? They've lived a long life. 80? You clown? Is that really a long life? Oh, they've lived good. 80? When man was created to live forever, what a joke. Oh, yes, God's turn to shine because he's promised eternal life. The doctor might say that because he has no cure or antidote against death. They're operating. They're coming up with billions of dollars for this cure, that cure. Miss me with that. What about King Death? What about death? Only one God has said death will be no more. That means God has the power to do away with death. But for now, that is not on his radar. It's not on his radar. Bible says he's coming again. And when he come again, all of that's going to be straightened out. Some say, well, why only 80 years? Why only 70 years? You know why? Because in our created state, God had so, so very much more in mind for us that would take millions of years for us to enjoy. But now, because of our fallen state, and because he had to send his son just to keep the foot in the door, our lifespan depleted down from eternal life to 70 or 80. We can't blame God, but God knows his children are so precious. Did he want them moping and running around in this condition on earth for an eternity? No. No. That's why the four riders of the Revelationic apocalypse, they're riding tall. They're riding strong. That is the reason why. That's why. No other reason than that. Would anyone in their right mind want to live even 1,000 years? Not being able to go out your home, not knowing if a bomb was going to fall in the street, not knowing if a suicide bomber was going to get you and your family, not knowing if you were going to starve to death on the street corner. Oh, no, no wonder some say, oh, I don't want to live to be 90. Well, I guess not like this. But in a garden-like state with the earth transformed back to a Garden of Eden. Oh, mm-hmm, yeah, uh-huh, I can see that. I'd probably want to be first in line. Yes, it's God's turn to shine. Isn't that wonderful thinking? Isn't that wonderful of God? It's his turn to shine. Yes. Yes, it's his turn to shine. You can also make God shine by, guess what? Living an example. God said we must be holy as he is holy. So putting on a holy-like attitude, putting on the robes of holiness, that is how you can make God shine. I tell you what, you make God shine, he's going to make you shine. This is a universe of polarities. Study astronomy, study astrophysics, study quantum mechanics, quantum physics. You'll see this. You'll see this. Yes, it is. It's universe of polarities. You do good, good's going to come to you. You do ugly, ugly's going to come to you. You rob someone today on Monday, someone will rob you tomorrow on Tuesday. You try to kill someone on Wednesday, someone's going to try to kill you on Thursday. You start talking about, I hate you, I hate you. Someone's going to jump up and tell you, I hate you, I hate you. This is a universe of polarities. You stand for God, and you tell the universe, oh, I'm living now to help make God shine. He's done it all. He's given us all vegetation, blue skies, the seas, the oceans, the flowers. He's given us creative abilities. I'm going to use mine to make God shine. I made it my mind. And after I make him shine, I'm going to serve him. I've served mammon. I've served money. I've served the dope man. I've served the drug man. I've served the bad boss. I've served. But I have not served God in the way that he would have me serve him. And what does Zechariah say? What does God want us to do in our servanthood? Okay, he says, be good to your neighbor, treat your neighbor as yourself, do justice in the earth, honor me. That's not a very hard thing to do. No, it is not. You stand for God and you say, I'm going to make my God shine. And see what happens to you. He's going to set you up. Because if you're going to make him shine, you know what? You're going to need what it takes to make this God shine. You're going to represent God. Hallelujah. He's going to have you driving good. He's going to have you living good. He's going to have you throwing that cash down good. Trust me, it will happen. Some people don't believe fat meat is greasy until they see the hog. You make up your mind that you're going to make God shine. Just say, for God I live, for God I die. Watch what he does. Now, don't be greedy. Don't be selfish. And don't stand there waiting for your reward before your time is due. Come on. Be for real. You make God shine, all the angels will be at your beck and call. You say you're going to make God shine, his Son's Holy Spirit is going to fall into your soul, into your heart. You're not going to be the same. You're not going to be the same rabble rouser that you were in 2015. Some say, oh, it was so horrible. I was at a funeral a week. It was bad. All I heard was bad news. You know why? Bad people draw bad things. Watch a nation that has left off from God. And that decides, oh, I'm going to do what I want. I don't care what it is, I'm going to do what I want. Watch out. Watch what's going to happen. Watch what's going to happen. You try to make me look bad. You try to punk me off. Hey, I'm going to send it into your life. Read Deuteronomy 28 and 29. Just what you tried to do to me, God. Me is your God, the God of the universe. I'm going to throw it back into your face. People say, oh, I don't know why I look like a jinx is following me. Look like I can't shake this jinx. Look like somebody put a curse on my life. You curse your own life. You know how you curse your own life? Turning from God. And most of all, by not tithing. You curse your own life. You curse your own life. Yes, that's how you do it. Trying to make God look bad while you look good. No. It's God's turn. It's God's turn to shine. And the way he's going to shine, you're going to start serving him. Oh, well, how can I serve God? He doesn't need nothing. You just said he doesn't need anything. Yes, he does. He needs people to speak for him on earth. Who will speak for God? It should be you. Yes. If he still left you in 2016 with the tongue in your mouth, it should be you. You've spoken for the wrong. You've spoken for the left. You've spoken for the right. You've spoken for good. You've spoken for bad. You have spoken, and it has done you no good. Can't add one cubit to your life. I think I would get in line and follow the God of the universe that says all things, including the cattle on the thousand hills, are mine. Tell God how foolish you've been. Tell God to help you. God, I don't know how I'm going to do this or that. Tell him I am sick of this. I'm tired of this. I'm going to put me on the back burner, and I'm going to put you on the front. Now, I don't know a lot about you, God, but what I do know, this is what I can say. God is good. God is good. I don't care what you think, he's good. You're still standing looking at me on 2 feet? He got to be good. He got to be real good. God is. Well, whatever. Whatever is good, God is. So all you got to say, just say, God is. Now, if you want to walk up there and get into a long dialogue and get hurt, fine. But all you got to do in the crowd, just hold your hand and say, God is. You can say, God is our ever-present help in the face of danger. God is. God is my everything. God is. God is my meat. God is my meat. God is my drink. God is a colt in a weary land. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. He's a doctor in the operating room. He's my everything. God, he's my everything. Even if you don't say God, you can just walk to and fro. He's my everything. Everybody know who you're talking about. He doesn't have to speak English. Oh, él es los dios todos. God is my everything. Everything, everything, everything. And then most of all, you can say, God, help me. I've been a fool too long, got too many enemies, done lost too much, living in too much life. Not to say, but God, I live now, but God, I die. Make up your mind today. You've made it up on so much other thing. You've made up your mind to do good, to do bad. None of it is counted because it's not God's blessing. You can get all the money in the world, but if that money does not have God's blessing on it, it's not going to do any good. You're going to lose it. No matter how much money you have, God don't bless that money. Mr. Dope Man, it's not going to do any good. Dope is bad. If God don't bless that money, corporate man, your corporation going down. Going to file bankruptcy. Corporation's going down. You got to go to God and say, God, bless this corporation. Bless me, God. Put your blessing on my business, God. Put your blessing on my heart. Bless my feet. Bless my soul. Bless anything connected to me. Bless it all. Once God hears that and knows you're serious, he's going to make you shine because you've made up your mind that it's God's turn. He done did everything. His enemies need to see that spotlight on them. Shine. It's God's turn to shine. He loved you so much that he sent his begotten son, his only begotten son, that whomsoever might believe have salvation. Oh, I don't need to be saved. Somebody said, I don't need to be saved. I know. I don't care if I go to hell. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you care. Oh, yes, you care because it'll mean that you're a failure. It'll mean that your mom and dad was a failure for having you. Oh, don't say that. That's a lie. Stop lying. You know, you said 2016, not going to lie anymore. Oh, yes, you do. Well, you know what? When I die, I guess I'll just die. Oh, no, you will not. Bible says there's two places. The Bible says that. And you want to be concerned where you spend your eternity. Oh, well, I don't believe in God. I tell you what, you don't have to. Your belief system does not affect God. It does not mean God is non-existent because you don't believe in him. It means you're a fool, and you're going to get a fool's portion. The Bible says a fool is set in his heart. There's no God. It means you're a fool. And you're going to eat Satan's crow. You're going to eat Satan's crow pie. You're going to eat Satan's pie. Oh, yeah, you're going to care. You really care. But because you might feel like you fell, you're on 2 feet, you think you're going to say that to scoot by. No scooting by. All will have a ticket to death. What else do any of us have? It's a ticket to death. One-way ticket. But with Jesus, he promised life and life eternal. Think about that. And while you're thinking about it, just know, it's God's turn to shine, and he can shine through your life. God bless you. Hey, I look to hear from you. Feel your presence next week on the Hour for Power, the Dr. Cupertino Show. God bless you. And again, may you have a happy, happy new year, making God shine. In Jesus' name, amen.